Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Keith Gray, the Director of Applied Research with J&J. Keith, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Kemp. Thank you.
You've been in the news recently because J&J has partnered with Sage to establish a first-of-a-kind post-occupancy evaluation project. That's a mouthful and a headline there. We need to bite it off into little pieces. First, most people know J&J. J&J has been around 60 years and recently, about a little over a year ago, sold to Engineered Floors. That basically was just a change in ownership because you continue to focus in two areas. From a product perspective, you're in commercial carpet and also your kinetics products. So SAGE, it's a Society for the Advancement of Gerontological Environments, and so I probably need to define that. That's basically the Society for the Advancement of Environments where older people live, right?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
And PO stands for Post-Occupancy Evaluation, so you're basically helping fund this membership organization's research to try to determine what the best environment is for aging people. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I guess the first question, SAGE looks like the membership is a group of people. Some of them are architect and design professionals. Some people are owners of senior living environments. And then I guess J&J is a member. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. And your assessment is accurate. And that's one of the things that actually made this collaboration with SAGE appealing to us is because of the fact that it covers a fairly broad spectrum of different participants in senior living, especially owner-operators. That's a very unique organization. We think they're very important to the decision-making process in terms of what kind of flooring gets used.
You know, we cover this topic in Floor Focus at least on an annual basis. You know, what's the right type of flooring for senior living? And I think Ruth McCrae did an article last year around the people that are memory impaired. So there's a lot of different dimensions to this, aren't there?
Yes, there certainly are. We tend to look at flooring for all different segments on the basis of about six or eight key attributes that we think are important, with the understanding that depending on the space, certain attributes may be more important than others.
Mm-hmm. So some research is going to be done, and there's going to be some conclusions. And at this point, we don't have that information yet, right?
That is correct. This post-occupancy evaluation is going to be performed at a functioning senior living community located here in the United States.
Yeah.
The team that's actually going to be doing the research is made up of a group of people, including researchers from academia and in industry.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's an opportunity to look at the design of the facility and see if it's working according to the plan that was put together when it was originally programmed.
So as we look at flooring, you know, just from 100,000 feet for a minute, obviously, we start looking at the properties that you get from flooring. You got issues you got to address. You got trip and fall issues. You've got cleanability issues. You got acoustics. You got rollability. So they're going to look into all that, right?
Yes, and several other aspects as well.
Well, fill us in a little bit. I mean, to take, for instance, like I know I've read some of our own articles around the way pattern influences the lenses in older people. They're not as vivid to see through. How will you get feedback from what's working and what's not working?
Well, this is going to be a fairly in-depth bit of research, and there is going to be a report that's actually going to be issued at the end of it. J&J is going to be actually participating in the planning of the post-occupancy evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be on the team who will actually be conducting the evaluation. And then once all the evidence is gathered, the people who are going to be participating are going to pull all that information together. That information is going to be used in a presentation that's going to be given at Environments for Aging in 2018.
2018. Environments for Aging, what time of the year is that?
It's going to be, it's in the spring. I believe it's in April. This year it's going to be in Savannah, Georgia.
Okay, so we're less than a year away from the results on this then.
Yes, we are.
And so you're funding this. How else are you involved?
Well, we're funding it and we're actually participating in it. We're involved in the planning, the execution, and the presentation of the results.
And obviously, you've got to be unbiased. I mean, like I said at the beginning of this interview, you've got two types of flooring that are in the running, but it may be determined that something else is, there'd be biophilia or some kind of a natural product. You've got to stay objective, don't you?
Yes, we absolutely do, and that's the perfect word. We have to be very objective. And that was one of the things that we built into our agreement with the people that are organizing this, is that we were going to be completely objective about this, and we were going to focus on several other factors that influence senior living in the built environment besides the floor. So this is very broad-ranging research. It's going to cover lighting and slip-fall hazards, location of different amenities throughout the community. Very, very interesting study.
And people who are interested in kind of following the path of this, they're listening to this interview, where is there more information on this?
The information that's available right now is what has been disclosed in the press release. There will be more available shortly. We have an agreement with the community that is going to allow us to conduct this, which requires that they approve everything in advance before it is released.
Can you talk about that at all, where it's going to happen?
That's fairly confidential
okay.
at the moment.
All right. I guess they can contact you as well, because like we've said, you're the director of applied research at J&J, so they can call you for more information as well, right?
Yes, absolutely they can. We have gotten several inquiries from people who are interested in learning more about this and actually in participating in the study as well.
All right, Keith. Well, it's great to catch up with you, and good luck on this. We look forward to hearing the results. Again, we're talking to Keith Gray, the Director of Applied Research at J&J, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.